This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Snorkbulls. In-person tickets to our live stream show on January 31st are sold out, but you can still get tickets to watch the live stream at dynastytypewriter.com. Come join us. We are going to have a Snorkful fun time. Tig?
Mm-hmm, Cheryl.
Listen, we cover a lot of stuff in this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's a lot of singing in this. Really good.
There's too much singing. There's too much singing
really
in it.
Good singing. We cover a lot. I think we should just get to it. Let's just get to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, ladies and jerks, welcome to Love, Lizzo.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, Tig. Hey.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey.
I'm drinking a smoothie and coffee and water, and it's probably not what people would say to do when you're, you know, doing your podcast.
To drink three.
Well, it's a smoothie. That's not good for your throat. But we don't care.
I'm having, as I told you, my dandy blend. Uh-uh. With some mushroom powder and a splash of oat milk, frothed oat milk. And I am on my way for the day.
Is it dandelion stuff?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that supposed to do? Do you know? Or are you just like, yeah, I'll put this in there and that in there?
Well, I'm not putting random, like, flowers and, like, I'm not...
Not just walking outside and going,
concoction.
I'll do some of this and I'll do a little of that.
I'm in the garden.
Your dream garden. Do you have a garden? That's in your dream. That's when you retire.
That's
today,
right.
Today, Tig, shall we? We are talking about the documentary Love, Lizzo. Love, Lizzo is a 2022 documentary film directed by Doug Pray. It follows the rise of the multi-talented songwriter and performer Melissa Jefferson, known to fans worldwide as Lizzo. Love, Lizzo is available to watch. Sounds like
Are you okay, Cheryl? Real, Cheryl, are you
emotional.
Okay?
I got real emotional. Love, Lizzo is available to watch on HBO Max.
I, for a second, thought you were really about to cry. Because I can't gauge what makes you cry.
Well, you will be surprised.
You cried?
I'm not saying that. First of all, if you don't know who Lizzo is, Snorkbulls,
then you might have passed away and you're no longer on the planet.
Listen.
In which case, blessings to you and your
I could tell
ones.
You five people in my immediate circle who would not know who Lizzo is.
Hmm.
So,
Like
well,
who?
Cracklin' Rosie for one. Pretty sure my husband would have no idea who Lizzo is. And I'm pretty sure my sister-in-law, Mary. Hey, Mary Hay, who's a Snorkbull, by the way.
Hey, Mary Hay.
I don't know if she knows who Lizzo is. How dare you? But you want to hear like a little bit of a Lizzo song so we can all get...
Always. Nothing wrong with a little Lizzo.
Little Lizzo.
Little
Thomas,
Lizzo.
Do you have a little something we could hear? Maybe, good as hell. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. You know, you'll hear it. It sounds exactly like that.
I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Head toss,
you
check
my nails. You gotta sing it out
loud, baby, how you feeling?
No, I want you to have this moment.
Feeling good as hell. I mean, listen, it's very, her music is about empowering women, about empowering mm-hmm. big women. She's a big woman, and she struggled with weight her whole life. And she talks about in this documentary that when she was in high school, she did everything to try to lose weight. And it wasn't really working, although there was interesting to see different pictures of her. And at some point in her life, she just decided, I'm going to embrace it. It's who I am.
She didn't know she was Lizzo yet.
She was still Melissa.
Yeah. It took her a beat in life
yeah.
to realize, oh, I'm Lizzo.
Because for a minute, she was...
This is my
she
thing.
Was Lizzo. Did you catch that? She was Lizzo. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, she flipped it to Lizzo.
Yeah. She's like... Nobody in the world is going to know who I am if I'm Lizzo. So throw a couple Z's in mm-hmm. there.
So she grew up in Detroit.
And Texas.
Yeah, but she was always performing, singing.
Well, because she's good as hell.
She's good as hell. And she does have crazy nails. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Tig, I would love for you to, before you walk into a meeting... Do a hair toss, check your nails, and then walk.
If I did a hair toss, I'd probably throw my neck out. And then I'd go to grab my neck, and then I'd stab myself with
your
the nails.
And then you walk
and
in.
I stab myself with my nails.
And then you walk in screaming. You're like,
I need some help.
I mean, one of the things that he really liked about her story is she seemed to grow up in a very supportive household with supportive yeah. parents, and they didn't seem to be struggling, you know, whereas mm-hmm. a lot of, I think, performers and especially documentaries that we've seen, a lot of performers come from a painful place where that mm-hmm. propels them and that sparks them to want to get out of that place, to want to run away from it. But her story was different, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely seemed like, if I remember correctly, but there's no way to know, that maybe there was some financial ups and downs with her upbringing. But
it seemed pretty, they were still mm-hmm. close-knit family, and they seemed to have a good time mm-hmm. together from what we could see. There was a lot mm-hmm. of footage.
Right. We probably didn't see all the footage.
We didn't see the lowlights.
Yeah.
It's really hard when a family is in crisis and someone has a video camera and is like, I'm just capturing it.
Yeah, and I am just going to put this in the documentary when you become Lizzo.
Famous.
I only have video footage of me as a child that is silent. Like, there's no audio at all. Do you have footage of
you as a kid?
I
don't even think I have that. No.
Yeah, it's just me.
Like, running around.
Running and playing soccer.
And is it at a weird speed? Is it a weird speed?
Only if I was running at a weird speed.
It just seems like some of those old clips are just silent and...
Well, I'm not 90. Cheryl.
It wasn't someone like with a crank that was like cranking.
It was just
the
a
camera.
Sketchbook that you flip through.
No wonder it doesn't have sound. Okay, so Melissa Jefferson. What I also thought was very sweet was,
ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Jefferson.
Which, by the way, it's still a nice name. You know what I mean?
Sure. You just don't expect Lizzo to pop
no.
out.
No.
with corkscrew fingernails.
Yeah, those were hard to figure out.
We have to take a break.
Oh, but we haven't even started.
Well, people know that we're talking about Lizzo.
Feeling okay. Good as hell. And wait, what's another one of her songs? My baby been a one of these. Tell it straight to my face.
Okay. We will be right back on Tig and Cheryl True Story, where Cheryl
will sing the Lizzo catalog.
On Tig and Cheryl True Story.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story. Cheryl has decided to stop singing Melissa Jefferson songs.
Well, for now. But I'm just letting people know because they have probably heard her songs and some people don't even realize that they were sung by Lizzo. Mm-hmm. Do you think that? Or you think I'm just making it up?
Absolutely, that's happened. That happens every day, all the time. With even other artists, there's no world where 100% of the people heard a Lizzo song and knew that was Lizzo. Because even Cracklin' Rosie probably accidentally heard a Lizzo song. She didn't know it was a Lizzo song.
It's definitely right up Cracklin's alley, you know, because it's feel good, empowering, this is who I am. I was going to say, bitch. I will say it because she says it a lot.
Who, Cracklin' Rosie?
No, you know, Cracklin' Rosie says she likes the F word. Fun. But Lizzo, she kind of calls everybody bitch. She calls herself bitch. And I remember, oh my God, okay, this has to do with nothing. Although,
of course,
I can't really remember who told me this.
Sure, why would you? No way to know.
It's a great story.
It sounds like you're right on track for this podcast.
One of my friends that was on SNL a while ago, and they said that...
Braggadocious alert!
I'm on fire. And they said, this is a long time ago, and Paris Hilton was on, and they were walking, you know, down the hall at SNL, and I guess Paris Hilton was, I don't know if she was either on it. Did she ever host it? No way to know. Anyway, Paris Hilton was also walking.
This is a great story already.
She was also walking down the back hallway of SNL, you know, just where only cast members would be. And, you know, my friend said, hi. And Paris said, hey, bitch. And she said, she remember walking by going, huh? Oh, okay. I guess that's.
I want to start saying that. Hey, bitch.
Like, just to a stranger.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to a stranger at
morning,
work. Hey, bitch.
Just turn over to Stephanie and be like, morning, bitch. Well, I remember years ago, before I got into stand-up, this girl I dated, like, over 25 years ago, I had expressed an interest in stand-up, and so she got us tickets to go see a show. And I remember the guy, the comedian on stage, was talking about women and in that casual way of saying bitch.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this bitch comes, like, whatever.
Right. And I met this
however,
bitch.
I don't even, right. I don't talk like that, right. So I don't know how to use it in a casual, non-offensive way.
Right.
but I know there are ways people do it. And
okay, bitch.
I was appalled. I was like, oh my gosh. I couldn't believe this guy
had the nerve to just casually throw it around like that.
Yeah. I remember turning to my girlfriend at the time and just being like,
I am never doing stand up if this is the culture.
This is not okay to talk about women like this. So I don't know how I would fare in Lizzo's world.
If she was like,
or Paris Hilton.
Hey, bitch.
I get it now, but 26 years ago, 27 years ago, I didn't get it.
Okay, so she was definitely singing at church, and
they were neck deep in the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely part of her childhood and part of her family.
It still is.
Yeah. And then she's so musically talented that she wanted to join the band in high school. So yeah, they moved to Houston when she was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is where I lived. How old is Lizzo?
I have no idea. There's no way to know that. I could not tell.
Absolutely.
Let's guess before Thomas tells us. I'm going to say okay. 29.
I'm going to say 27.
Thomas?
She's 34.
Lizzo looks amazing.
Lizzo. How do you do it?
Lizzo. But she moved to Houston, and it seems like she really loves Houston.
A-Leaf.
Huh?
A-Leaf. That's a part of Houston. That's an area of Houston.
A different part. What is A-Leaf known for?
I think Lizzo at this point.
Lizzo.
I think A-Leaf was just sitting around waiting to be known for something and didn't know that they were sprouting a Lizzo.
Well, this was so cute because she decided to join the band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it was high school, or was it middle school?
Mm-hmm.
That's the right term. We really do these documentaries such a favor. Okay, let's say it was... Let's say
when
high
she. Let's say
when she was younger.
Yeah.
And her band teacher, if they didn't know what they wanted to play, he would meet them and then assign an instrument to them, which I thought was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find that sweet? Like, oh,
yeah.
I mean, how nice when you're a certain age, and you know, a grown up wants to sit down.
A certain age. You're a child of a certain age.
You're a child of a
certain age. Which is different than a woman of a certain age. Do you find that phrase offensive if somebody said, well, you're a woman of a certain age?
No. Do you?
I was just curious because I had a friend who was talking to her manager about how she felt like since she signed with that management company, she...
Not getting out there.
Yeah, she doesn't feel like she's working like she did. And then her manager said, well, you're a woman of a certain age.
Whoa.
And my friend fired them.
Well, you know, I get it. Because that does sound offensive.
Yeah.
If it's like, oh, yeah, you're there's no work for you anymore because you're of a certain age.
You're a woman of a certain age. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
And she said, you're not other.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What was your friend like? Then what?
So do I just get out of the business? Why'd you sign me?
I'm not other, and I'm a woman of a certain age. I guess I'll just go crawl behind this rock.
And wait until I can play granny roles or something.
Which, by the way, I have. You know, in Bad Mom's Christmas.
Pregnant alert!
This is my third one. In Bad Mom's Christmas, I'm a grandmother. And I'm like, oh, whoa.
When did that come out?
How dare you?
I don't know.
Several years ago.
Okay, when did Instant Family come out?
Is that one of yours?
How dare you? See?
We really should IMDb each other every now and then.
We should have a night where we sit and watch each other's projects. The only thing I know about you is you're on Curb.
Yeah. Yeah. I know something, something Star Trek, but you always like, it's not just Star Trek, it's something else. There's some other words involved.
Star Trek Discovery?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Is that what you mean around Star Trek?
Yeah, like I can't just say, oh yeah, she's on Star Trek. It's Star Trek something, something.
And it's not Star Trek, it's Star Trek. You're trekking through the stars.
Space. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then a morning show.
Well, we'll plug all this at the end. Okay. But
we're really going to get back to Lizzo.
But we really should.
Okay, back to Lizzo.
Maybe we could go on a weekend vacation and just really plow through.
I can think of nothing worse than to sit next to you and watch anything I'm in.
Nothing makes me happier than sitting and watching Star Trek or Instant Family. Any of those shows or movies. Army of the Dead. Oh my gosh. I would love to sit and watch.
And you look over and I'm like texting, you know, Rachel Harris, like, whoa, anyone? Somebody get me out of this. Okay, so back to Lizzo. Oh, God. Lizzo. Okay, Lizzo. So she was assigned the flute.
Mm-hmm.
She became a great flautist.
Mm-hmm.
I could not wait to say flautist. Well, you know what? One of my best friends in high school played the flute.
Braggadocious alert!
Valerie Palazzolo. I hope you're listening, Valerie. Hey.
Are you still in touch with her?
Once in a while. Once in a while. Uh-huh. We reach out and see how we're doing. But hey, Valerie, hey. I'm sure she's listening. But it was always so, like, graceful and beautiful and a little, you know, a sweet to carry around. Not like a tuba. You know what I mean?
Yeah, clunky old tuba. Also, why do you suppose they went with flautist rather than flutist?
Yeah, flutist sounds like you understand what they're saying. Flautist sounds like it makes me think of baking.
You're thinking of flour?
Yeah. Okay. What do you think
of? I think of like POTUS.
POTUS?
Yeah.
Like the President of the United States?
Yeah. Or the First Lady.
Oh, you're right. That is FLOTUS.
Yeah.
Oh. Once again, dangerously close.
Oh, it's so dangerous.
What if you had a FLOTUS that was a flautist?
That's what I was about to say.
What if Lizzo
became
First Lady?
Or president. Oh my gosh, what if Lizzo was our president?
And she's like, hey bitches, I'm about to break it down and I'm about to twerk my ass off.
Yeah,
and you're gonna like
if
it.
She was twerking.
Oh God.
This
at the
country back into shape, I would be
so happy.
Just being like, bitches, I'm going to twerk this country.
I'm going to twerk this country till we're back on track. Yeah. I'm going to do a hair toss, check my nails. Could you imagine even the walk up to the podium?
She would twerk up to the podium.
Smoke coming out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Twerk, twerk, twerkity, twerk. Twerk, twerk. Could she twerk to that tune?
Yeah.
Twerk, twerkity, twerk.
I think she could twerk to anything. She doesn't need music. I mean, if you just look her up online.
If you just swing by her house right now, she's twerking.
She loves to twerk.
She has my vote.
I have a question about twerking.
Yes,
and
of
I'm
course.
Sure
I'm
you're
sure I can answer it. We have to take a break.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
Oh my God.
On Tig and Cheryl True Story.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story, where we're answering all of your twerking questions.
So when you twerk...
Go ahead, caller.
When you twerk...
Yes?
Do you have to have... How do I say this nicely?
Confidence?
What was I going to say?
The ability to twerk?
I was going to say extra... like, could a very skinny... lady twerk, or do you have to have some extra, like,
junk in the trunk?
Because isn't it all about, here's what I think twerking is.
Oh boy.
I think it's about, like,
uh-oh, Cheryl's twerking in her office. Oh no.
It's about, like, letting go of your
Cheryl.
Sort of your muscles.
You don't have to
in your,
you don't have to shake it.
In your butt. Like letting it go so then everything jiggles.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you think twerking is?
Mr. Thomas is shaking his head yes, which this is the most hilarious question and answer that Cheryl is asking this. And Thomas in his Christmas sweater is, and his mustache.
He's answering yes.
Nodding yes. Yeah. I think that's what twerking is.
I think the more junk in your trunk you have, the better twerker you'll be. Otherwise, it's just somebody trying to shake it. If you tried to twerk, mm-hmm. No offense, Tig, but...
I don't have enough junk in my trunk.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
And do you feel like you have enough junk in your trunk?
I do have some junk in my trunk. Mm-hmm. I have. But do I have enough to... Would I feel comfortable on a dance floor twerking?
Oh my gosh. Okay, our weekend getaway where we watch each other's things. Watch each other's podcasts.
Projects.
Yes, watch each other's projects. Then we go out at night twerking.
At a club.
Yes. You go. And Thomas is with us to film this whole weekend.
Maybe our live show, we do need to twerk.
Thomas, write it down.
But oh, can you gosh. Twerk in khakis? No, nobody can- wants to see you twerking khakis.
You should have said asking for a friend.
Asking
now, can you twerk with spinal fusion?
Oh, that's a fair question.
In khakis. Without junk in your trunk. Lizzo, if you're listening.
Hey, Lizzo, hey.
Hey, please, Lizzo, hey.
Let us know.
Hey, bitch.
Hey,
tell
bitch.
Us if
hey, bitch,
I...
hey.
Hey, bitch, hey. Tell me if I could twerk in khakis without junk in my trunk. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
What if we were not just twerking on a dance floor, but if we were twerking in a club where there was a lot of twerking?
Yeah.
And I showed up in my khakis. Oh, my God. I want to do it. I want to do it.
And then if you're wearing, like, your flannel shirt that's untucked, then when you twerk, you have to hold up the back of your shirt to make sure everyone can see your ass.
And then Thomas will have to pan down to my barefoot shoes.
Oh, no. No, no.
Where not where each toe goes into its own little thing.
It's just real flat.
But it's really flat, and it has like the bigger, it's almost like a platypus.
Ew.
Bill.
Listen.
Platypus? Platypus?
I think it's
no way to
scram clown and going the bus down. Oh, I would love for the two of us to roll up at the club. You in your khakis. God. What will I wear? I'll wear something club appropriate.
How about the robe you're in right now?
And
I can
glasses.
Hold up your
and my glasses.
Yeah, and your glasses. I can hold up the back of your robe.
So people
while you twerk. And then you can hold up the back of my flannel. Like two good friends would do for each other.
Oh my God. Also, one of the moves that I love about people twerking is while they're bent over twerking, they look back behind, like to make sure you're watching. Like, are you seeing this?
Oh, I thought they were looking at their own the ass junk in shaking. Their trunk twerking.
I don't think anyone can see their own.
I think that's what they're doing.
Well, Snurkbulls, let us know when you twerk and you glance Lizzo, back.
Lizzo, call us directly on my home number, which is... And if anyone has any twerking information, please call now.
Okay, back to Lizzo, the flautist. Her dad was very inspirational. He was Michael Jefferson. He had a lot of black pride and taught Lizzo about civil rights. And he really encouraged her to stay true to herself. So she was instilled with this pride and her heritage. And
speaking of black pride, twerking is a cultural dance, right?
Said the white ladies. A cultural dance. I believe.
Said the white ladies. The but white ladies are discussing twerking being a cultural dance. And they're ballroom dancing to the song about twerking. May I have this dance? While we sing about twerking.
Yes. Yes. And Lizzo talks about that in this documentary.
That's why I brought it up.
Not because you're an expert on this subject.
Not because I have ever, ever twerked. And if I'm completely honest, when I heard the word twerking.
Yeah.
Probably until about 2 months ago, had no idea what anyone was talking about. I didn't know. People, it was one of those things where I would just kind of laugh along.
You were like,
if
oh,
people
okay.
would ask if I was twerking.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, did you go out twerking?
Who said that?
Like, people have jokingly asked, oh, really? Yeah, partying? Were you twerking? And then I would think, I have no idea what that is. And then I just move past.
You were like, yeah, yeah, I did. I just definitely.
White ladies.
The white ladies are twerking.
The white ladies are discussing twerking on their documentary film podcast.
The white ladies of a certain age are twerking. Okay, so Lizzo, she grew up...
white ladies of a certain age twerking.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Lizzo, she was bullied, she was nerdy and liked books, which is so interesting about her, that she loved... Mm-hmm. She would just go and grab a book and want to be by herself and...
play her flute.
Yeah. Lizzo attended the University of Houston on a flute scholarship. I mean, that's so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, she got tapped to headline the Houston Rodeo.
Which I've been to so many times.
Wait, oh, is it sad?
Well, rodeos are sad. I didn't know that as a child.
It was like going to the circus.
Yeah, it's the same thing where it's like maybe at a certain point in your life, you're just... quote unquote, enjoying the entertainment. And then maybe if your brain switches at some point, which mine did, then it's hard to see these animals being choked and wrestled and stuff. Yeah. But my friend, her dad had season tickets to the rodeo and we went every weekend. We saw the Judds.
I bet it was the thing to do. It sounds like...
It was the thing. In fact, even after I became a vegan, when I was driving through Houston once and it was time for the Houston Rodeo, I felt very nostalgic.
I'm sure.
And I was like, oh, gosh, I remember it just... that fun of, even when I was a little kid, putting on my cowboy hat and cowboy boots and going to the
rodeo. And everybody's
rodeo.
So excited to go.
Yeah.
And great singers and great performers.
Oh, my gosh. Crystal Gayle, George Strait.
Crystal Gayle. Now, she had some hair, didn't she?
She had some hair down to the ground. I also saw Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson.
Oh, my God.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, that seems like an unlikely rodeo goer.
Well, they would have
different performers.
Yeah, it wasn't all country music. I would say it was country music heavy. But, yeah, I mean, for instance, Lizzo was headlining the rodeo.
Right. Now, I really wouldn't go. I mean, they must have updated it.
Where they're not strangling animals?
Yeah.
There's no way. That's what the rodeo is.
Oh.
They're not like, and here's a little piggy. And then they open the gate and a little
But they could do like mechanical bulls. But I guess that's not as...
No, you go to Gillies for that.
Is Gillies in where is Gillies?
Gillies was in Pasadena, or as a kid, we called it Pasa-Stinky-Dina, because it was in an industrial area, so it stunk. But Gillies burned down. If you saw Urban Cowboy.
Which I did.
Oh my gosh, it was one of my favorite movies.
God dang it, that movie was so sexy.
Oh my God, Deborah Winger.
And she gets on the bull in slow motion and rides in a tank top.
Cheryl. Cheryl.
You can't help but do the movement.
Cheryl's acting it out.
Well, because
she's such an incredible actress.
And John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Oh my God, hot as the day is long in that thing.
Drinking those Lone Star beers.
Oh, that sounds fun. But I didn't realize this wasn't in Texas, Gillies. I thought there was a Gillies in Texas.
Yeah, Pasadena.
Oh, Pasadena, Texas?
Texas, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just down the street.
No. That's not an industrial area.
I was wondering. I was like, I don't know. It seems, you know.
Well, remember in Urban Cowboy when he's leaving and driving, and he's driving past all of those smokestacks.
Oh, I don't remember that part. I only remember the bull.
And her riding the bull.
In slow
motion. And clearly that did something for you.
On like the lowest.
Yes, Cheryl.
Yes.
Just sit still. But anyway, that's what everyone called Pasa-Stinky-Dina.
Mm.
And that's where Gillies was.
All right. Well, now we know.
Everyone check out Urban Cowboy.
Back to Lizzo. So Lizzo was tapped to play at the Houston Rodeo, and she was so excited. This was her homecoming. It was a big deal for her, and she sold out 75,000
seats. You know, I forgot to name drop.
Oh, go ahead.
I have a braggadocious alert, and then we'll go back to this.
Okay.
I met Deborah Winger.
Do-do-do-do! Braggadocious alert!
Okay.
Where did you meet Deborah Winger?
I met her on a red carpet. We were already Instagram friends.
Mm-mm.
But we had never met.
You were really dropping some. Okay.
But we never met in person. And she came up to me and I was like, oh my gosh, there she is in the flesh. One of the best. And we spent the day together cackling.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, now we text.
And now you text?
Yeah.
You know who I just ran into? I mean, I don't want to, this isn't a contest, but.
Well, I feel like it is.
I'm friends with Beverly D'Angelo. And it kind of makes me feel like that, where it's like, I don't really know Beverly very well. But when I see her, I have a ball with her. And then we text each other. It's like, let's go to the spa. Yeah.
Braggadocious alert!
But it's like, I don't even remember when I met her or how I know her.
But you love her.
I love her. And it's fun. It's like, oh, glad I went to the dentist today.
Yeah, she's funny. And you know who's really funny?
Who?
Deborah Winger.
This is not a contest.
But
she is
funny. And she started out as a stand-up. And I found that out when I met her in New York. Exactly. I was shocked.
Okay, listen. Back to Lizzo.
This is how this show goes. If this is your first time joining us,
and if Lizzo,
this is what we do.
Hey, Lizzo, hey. She sold out 75,000 seats in 7 minutes. She so happy, so excited. Yeah. This was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then right before, was it the day before or something? Or the day? It was like right, there's no way to know.
There even is though it no
is there
know.
In the documentary.
Yeah.
But the way they presented it, she was like getting her hair and makeup done. So it almost seemed like she was getting it done for that show. But we don't know if that was the exact.
Could be movie making.
We don't know. But Lizzo's manager, Kevin Baisler, finds out that the Houston rodeo was canceled due to COVID. Mm-hmm. So it is right when everything locked down.
Yeah.
And she was just devastated. And she flew home. She really went into a dark place and started to struggle creatively. Do you want to hear Lizzo talk about her dark place for a second?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Lately, I don't see it. I just feel like there's people out there, there's artists that are way cooler than me. There are artists that are way more politically impactful than me. There's artists that are way more mysterious and mystify people more and wake people up more. Like, I just don't think that, it's like the stakes changed.
I mean, and everybody felt like that when COVID locked down.
Yes.
Everybody just felt like, what am I doing? What am I contributing? And is this it? Was that my whole chance in life? That's how I felt anyway.
Yeah.
Just felt like, oh, God, I didn't know I only had that much time to do something significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She really was thinking about her body, her skin, who she is, what she looks like. And she started writing songs, and then she put out a solo record called Big Girl, Small World with the song My Skin. And it really sparked people because finally people were like, oh, yeah, I'm a big girl too, and I'm beautiful, so why aren't we singing about that?
So interesting to see Mark Ronson in there. I feel like he's always around.
Wait, who's Mark Ronson?
He's the producer.
Oh.
He's just a big producer. It's like when the camera pans over to Mark Ronson, it's like, oh, of course he's there.
And he's just, he's always by the little soundboard doing the levers up
his Mark
and down.
Ronson stuff.
I was thinking about that last night, actually, because it seems like such a fun job.
I used to work in the music industry, and I loved being in studios and watching bands record. And I just love the music. I mean, when I say the music industry, I'm not ignoring the fact that there's a lot of toxicity there. But I just mean
the actual music making and recording it and the lyrics and the, it seems so fascinating. I mean, it seems so like, wow, that would seems like a dream job. And I'm sure, and I'm sure it's not easy to come by. So it's like being a director of a film, right? It's like.
Right. Yeah. Mark Ronson is like.
He knows what he's doing.
Up there with the Spielbergs.
Yeah. So she started, she moved to LA and then she hosted MTV Wonderland. Did you know what that was?
Nope.
I'm like, what's MTV Wonderland?
Oh my gosh, I didn't miss an episode. We can watch that also when we have our weekend.
We can watch TV Wonderland. She got dumped by a player on the Minnesota Vikings. You know that show? I mean, that song. Minnesota Vikings.
Do you know that song?
Yes. That was her first big hit.
You're stumbling through it.
It was her first big hit. It was Truth Hurts. Let's see. I found out I'm 100% that bitch.
Ballroom dancing with white ladies of a certain age.
It went to number one in 2019. Lizzo blew up. She was appearing on the cover of Time, Vogue, Rolling Stone. And then Truth Hurts gets nominated for a Grammy. I mean, that's all very exciting.
It's a lot.
She went to Coachella, which is a huge deal. Yes. It's a big concert out here. Uh-huh. People love the Coachella. And she had an awkward set where the music kept cutting out, which seems like there have been a few of those, hasn't there? Even in our documentaries, Coachella seems to have problems.
Yeah, they need a better sound engineer.
Yeah.
There might be someone's like Uncle Bob or something that's working the knobs.
He's just like, did somebody just unplug this? Guys, that's for Lizzo's sound state. Put it back in. It's like, oh, I needed to plug in my fan. It's so hot. Okay, so then Lizzo, this is okay. Lizzo had a complicated off-and-on relationship with a stand-up comedian, Mike Wright. Do you know Mike Wright?
I don't.
I don't either. But he's real cute in this. Oh, and also he was her co-host from MTV Wonderland. Maybe this is why we don't know. Honestly, yeah. I didn't even know MTV was still on after the 90s. Is it still on?
I don't know. That's when you know your network is really doing a great job.
Well, or they don't care if women of a certain age that twerk don't watch their network. They're like, fine, this is not meant for you.
Oh, they care.
Oh, they care.
They want our everyone. Eyes on their stuff.
Yeah.
But MTV, if you're listening, write in and let us know if you're still a network.
Hey, MTV, hey. And then in the documentary, there's a part where she and Mike break up. Mm-hmm. And she was so, so sad.
Yes, very sad. I could connect with it because anybody knows that feeling of like...
Oh, God, heartbreak.
Yeah.
And she was, I mean, I really liked her. Mm-hmm. She seems very genuine. She seems like, I mean, we've seen some documentaries about performers where you think that, okay, they know they're in a documentary and they're performing. And I'm sure Lizzo knew she was in a documentary, but she seems so comfortable with herself that she's like, yeah, this is who I am and this is how I'm feeling and it's not meant to please you. But she was really going through heartbreak. And that was kind of sweet because she put on a song by Harry Styles called Falling. Mm-hmm. Even though she was getting her hair and makeup done.
Yeah.
So you would think that maybe she would play something more cheerful to try to get her through. But when you have that heartbreak, you just need to hear sad songs.
I was going to say, do you listen to cheerful songs when you're sad?
No. But she's getting ready to go perform somewhere.
Right. But you got to get the sad out.
You got to get the sad out. I just thought it was very touching because somebody's trying to do her hair and makeup. She's listening to Harry Styles and she just has tears streaming down her face.
How good is Harry Styles?
Ah, Harry Styles.
So talented, so cute.
So cute. Wears skirts. He doesn't care. Wears a dress.
Could you be with a guy that wore skirts?
Yes.
And dresses?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't know. Some people are like, I would not be into that.
I mean, it helps that he's Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's so good looking and talented. Yeah, would it be different if it was a guy from Kinko's who just wanted to wear a dress to the movies?
But why? Why is it different?
Yeah, it shouldn't be. I'm asking you, would it be different? And by the way, is Kinko's even open these days?
Kinko's, if you're listening.
And you're an employee who wants to wear a dress to the movies, call me. My number is... Give me a ring.
Give me a ring-a-ding.
So now, Lizzo, when she goes to perform at the Grammys, she wants an all-black female orchestra. Mm-hmm. She has the idea of black ballet dancers in her live show. And all of her backup dancers are also what she calls big girls. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I loved it so friggin' much. to watch those so rehearsals and to watch. Mm-hmm. They were all so good. And, you know, she was talking to some of the backup dancers and they were really having, it felt like, once again, genuine moments with each other. Mm-hmm. And Lizzo was saying, you know, we're going out there and we're going to blow them away. This isn't a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you guys are great dancers. And one of the dancers had said that she spent most of her life trying to make herself smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That even when she gets on the subway, she tries to make herself smaller to make room for people. Right. And they were talking about, no, we're making ourselves bigger. Mm-hmm. This is our moment. And then they showed these women dancing and they showed the number. And it was just so great.
It was so great.
It was so great. And the musicians were so amazing. It was just like, I mean, yeah, it just felt so good.
It felt good as hell. If I
did you throw your hair back?
I checked my nails. I checked my corkscrews.
Well, yeah, Lizzo always has these very long nails, and then she was going to be playing the violin, and her nail stylist, let's say stylist, had these giant corkscrew nails, and she said these probably aren't going to work if you're playing the violin. And Lizzo was like, oh, I'll make it work.
And it's like, and she did.
And she did. And
had corkscrews.
Corkscrews.
On her fingers.
But also I kept thinking, like, how do you zip a zipper? Like, how do you wear pants with zippers?
When you are Lizzo.
You don't zip your own pants zipper.
You think you're zipping your own zipper?
What about tying shoelaces? You don't tie your own shoelaces?
No.
I just can't imagine.
There are people for that job.
It just seems so hard.
When I was, right after I had spinal fusion, I couldn't touch my toes. And it was so embarrassing because I had to sheepishly ask my assistant at the time if he could come tie my shoelaces.
Aww.
And it felt very like, I'm your boss.
Come now tie my shoelaces.
Of course, that wasn't my tone, but I was like, well, Patrick, who we've had pop in on this streaming show.
Yeah.
Who lives in the backyard of my office. I was like, Patrick,
I need you to tie my shoes.
Can you tie my can you put my shoes on for me?
Aww.
It was very embarrassing.
It's very intimate. Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I felt like a child, like
yeah.
how I did as a child. Yeah. Of like, can you put my shoes
like,
on?
I don't know how to tie these things. Anybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Lizzo does it purposefully with the corkscrew nails.
Yes.
And they look great. And then when I'm watching the film, I'm thinking, God, I need really long, crazy nails.
Mm-hmm. You got to get you some corkscrews, bitch.
Wait, hey, bitch. I'm shooting Curb Your Enthusiasm right now. Can you imagine if I showed up on set with giant long corkscrews?
Oh, how is it coming with getting me a role on there?
I forgot to ask. I shoot Monday. Let me okay, float
well,
it out
I'm
there.
I'm shooting the morning show on Monday. So
wow.
Is this a competition?
Braggadocious alert! It's a lot today. Okay, and then... Lizzo gives a TED talk on twerking and how it's been absorbed by mainstream, and twerking is one of Lizzo's favorite things to do. That's what we need to do. We need to watch her TED talk.
Okay. So we will, as white ladies, pull up Lizzo's TED talk at our getaway weekend.
I'm gonna hold your flannel shirt with your khakis while you twerk.
Yeah, and we will learn how to twerk from a TED talk.
Lizzo at some point gets backlash for her body and the revealing outfits she chooses to wear, which is so great because Lizzo is usually like in a bodysuit.
Yeah.
She looks great and she's like, doesn't care. Like if you have a problem with it,
yeah,
that's your problem, not hers.
I feel like that also happened to her when she became vegan.
Oh, is she vegan?
She is vegan.
I did not know
and
that.
And people were like, why are you? They thought she was dieting or trying to lose weight. It's insane.
People
it's
like to get upset about what someone else is doing that has absolutely nothing to do with them.
Nothing to do with
nothing
you.
Nothing to do with you. And there are people sitting around. Isn't it weird? Like people sitting around going, ah, Lizzo, wearing a bodysuit and not eating meat.
Ugh.
Ah, and that would bother them so much. It's weird. She worked with Mark Ronson. Mm-hmm. That's right. Just like you said. And then she gets back together with Mike.
Mm.
It was very sweet. It was so sweet. She works on a shapewear brand called Yitty.
Uh-huh.
She puts out a TV show about her dancers called Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls, which wins an Emmy. And she has a massive tour with many of the people who have been with her throughout her rise. Mm-hmm. And that is Lizzo's story.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It was a good one. It was fun. It was. She's so great and inspirational, and I loved it. Tig, are you ready for our final thoughts?
I am ready.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I did not. Did you cry?
I did.
What made you cry? This is what, your third time to cry?
When she was so heartbroken and listening to Harry Styles' music.
Uh-huh.
I just felt for her because she felt like, she said, when do I stop feeling like this? And I know that's how everybody feels when you're in the middle of something so painful. And you just want somebody to tell you when it's going to be over.
Yeah.
You're like, how long do I have to feel like this before I feel like something else? And it just made me sort of laugh, cry, because it was killing her, but she turned the music up.
Yeah, yeah.
So she could cry even more. And it was just like, I don't know. She got me. She really got me. And then when I saw the women, the dancers and the musicians, that moment got to me too.
Yeah, this is very touching.
It was very touching. Okay, who were you attracted to?
Who was I attracted to? I feel like probably Mark Ronson.
That's what I was going to say. He's like, why is he so cute? We probably said that during Lady Gaga, too.
Probably.
There's no way to know.
But yeah, Mark Ronson.
Yeah.
He feels chill, too.
Yeah. He doesn't care if we are attracted to him
and
or
also
not.
If he and I, not if, but when we're together, I'm excited about joining him at work and
helping with the treble, you know, and the bass.
Yeah, just doing the treble stuff.
Hey, Tig, can you help me with the treble slide?
Yes, dear. Oh. That's how you went into that laugh. Oh.
It's all really getting me today. Oh, it's time for a new segment. This is only going to get better and better. It's called True Story Talkback. Is there anything you want to say directly to someone in this documentary?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Mike Wright.
Yeah.
You are a funny as hell, cute as hell dude.
Yeah.
And I hope I cross paths with you one day.
Mm. Well, I mean, I would like to say something to Lizzo. Lizzo, I look forward to twerking with you. It doesn't have to be in public. It could be in private, which sounds even weirder.
Excuse me, we'd like some privacy? Trying to twerk in here with Cheryl Hines.
Can we clear the floor for a second? But I love her, and I love what she's doing, and I love her spirit. Oh, you, Lizzo, I love your spirit. I love what you're doing. And I look forward to twerking with you one day.
Said the white lady of a certain age.
I will guarantee you that I'll give it my best.
Okay.
I will. And I think I have a good idea of what to do.
Well, again, we need to watch the TED Talk to make sure.
Make sure we know what we're supposed to be doing.
Before we hit the dance floor in our khakis.
Oh, my God. Okay. That is all. Next week, we'll be talking about Stutz, which you can watch on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we go, should we read some true fan mail?
Yeah.
Jenna writes, hey, Jenna, hey.
Hey, Jenna, hey.
Hey, Tig and Cheryl, hey. First, I have to tell you that your show is consistently a bright spot in my week. Thank you for the laughs and, of course, the in-depth coverage of the documentaries. Ha ha. Which is exactly what we did today. In this week's episode on Orgasm, Inc., Tig mentioned starting a new segment where you speak directly to the person highlighted in the documentary. Then you both agreed Nicole from Orgasm, Inc. wouldn't deserve a Hey, Nicole, Hey. So instead, what if you said something like, well, hello, Nicole, hello, with a disappointed parent waiting for their kid who missed curfew tone?
See, I think it should be more like, Nicole?
Yeah, she doesn't even deserve a hello. That's the problem.
No, just a Nicole.
Nicole. Nicole.
Nicole.
We need to find out her middle name. Nicole, her by her whole name.
Nicole Marie. Nicole Ann.
Nicole Ann, what's your name? Get in here. Just a thought. Love you both, Jenna. Okay, thank you, Jenna. All right, Tig.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to promote?
Yeah, my other podcast, okay. Don't Ask Tig. It's a whole new season of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I also have some live dates coming up. On January 21st, I'll be at UC Santa Barbara, or as I like to call it, Santa Babs. And I will be in Boise, March 25th. And I will be in Red Bank, New Jersey, April 20th, Poughkeepsie, New York, April 21st, and Concord, New Hampshire, April 22nd.
Okay. So people can go online.
Go to tignotaro.com and get more information. So
okay. And just to remind everybody, I am going to be on Celebrity IOU with the Property Brothers. And it's really fun. It'll be on HGTV.
Also, Atsuko Okatsuka has her first HBO special. So watch it on HBO.
That you directed.
I directed it. Oh, that's right.
Don't forget that part. That's exciting. Okay. I think that's going to do it.
All right. Well, should we do it again?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Bobby Pearson. Music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.